Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Providence, Rhode Island, visiting with the American Bankers Association's Marketing Network of New England. It's an outstanding group of folks. I'm very proud of what they've done here, the community that they've created for themselves as peers, as maybe even sometimes competitors, working together to make themselves better. So they can serve you better, small business owners. That's what they wake up every morning thinking about. How can we serve small business owners better? I know that's what Susan Ouellette thinks about. She's a marketing director for Mansfield Bank in Mansfield, Massachusetts. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Thanks for having me here, too, as well. I'm looking forward to spending more time with all of you later today. Now, tell the audience where Mansfield, Massachusetts is.
Mansfield, Massachusetts is right off of Route 495.
Well, that clears it right up for us, right?
In Massachusetts. we're in, we're 20 minutes from Providence, probably half an hour from Boston.
Okay, so you're directly north of Providence?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're basically almost the halfway point between, you go from Providence to Boston, you got to kind of go through Massachusetts.
Yes, Mansfield is most well known for, that's where the train station is, so it's a big commuter town
to
Boston.
I got you.
Not so much Providence to go to Boston.
I got you. Okay, tell us about Mansfield Bank.
Mansfield Bank is a commercial bank. We're $250 million in assets.
Now, when you say commercial bank, you say that because to distinguish you from a savings bank. For example.
Yeah, well, we're a cooperative bank,
right?
But we do focus on commercial customers, small business customers.
Mm-hmm.
We changed our focus probably 5 or 6 years ago. We have a very talented commercial lending team.
Right.
I'm the marketing director.
Why did you change your focus? What was your focus before that?
We were a bit sleepy before that.
Really?
Yes.
The industry could be accused of being a little bit sleepy over the last 20 years. It's mm-hmm. it's awakened in a lot of different ways, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely.
But so your bank felt like you needed to wake up a little bit.
It did.
About 5 years ago. And what did you say? When you woke up, what did you say?
They brought in a whole new management team, commercial
yeah.
lending team.
Mm-hmm.
With the mergers, with the acquisitions, obviously, that
right.
are going on in banking in New England.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's
a lot of that going
five
on.
Or 6 years ago, they had an awakening because
right.
you had these very talented people with years' experience from the fleet banks and the
right.
Bank of America's and everyone that was coming in and getting rid of. And
and with mergers, there was consolidation
yeah.
and there were layoffs.
Right.
And so there's all this talent wandering around
right.
out there.
Which created such an opportunity for a small bank
mm-hmm.
like a Mansfield Bank.
How big is Mansfield Bank?
We're $250 million now.
Right.
We just had
just
one of our best
that's
years.
That's just about perfect for a small business
mm-hmm.
to do business with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the $450 million, we don't mind those either. But, no, seriously, you know, as my audience has heard me say many times before, I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for an independent.
Right.
And they're so important to small businesses out there, and like banks like your bank. And so I congratulate you on what you guys do. Tell us about your thoughts about small businesses today. What do you in the last 5 years? How have small businesses responded to this new direction that you guys have?
I think they've responded very well. The customers that I've been out to see, which, like I said. I support the commercial lenders.
Right, you don't actually make loans, but you do talk to your customers.
I do talk.
Because otherwise, how do you know what they want?
Right. Our whole marketing campaign for 2006 is testimonials from.
Wow.
I've interviewed.
Say that again, because I want non-bank small business owners out there to hear you again what you just said about testimonials.
That's our marketing campaign for 2006 is going to be testimonials.
Why is that important?
Because we're different. Because we do have a really, our commercial lenders know their customers, and we decided that that's what we need to market to other small
mm-hmm.
businesses. We have a relationship with you. Great example was a few weeks ago, we had a small business customer
mm-hmm.
called their commercial lender and said, "I'm trying to buy a home out on Cape Cod." It had nothing to do with his business.
Right.
It was a personal, and the woman he was buying it from was not going to make it through the day.
Oh, my.
So he needed to close the loan by the end of the day, or else they would have gone into a state.
Yeah.
We did the loan for him in 2 hours.
Wow.
And that's a relationship that you can get at a smaller bank. You'd never get at a Bank of America. I don't want to say you'd never get it.
But yeah, but it'd be hard.
It'd be difficult.
It'd take you 2 hours to find the person. If you actually could get to that person in one of the banks, mm-hmm. like Bank of America, I don't mean to pick on them, but they know what's going on. They would probably say, that's why there is a Mansfield Bank,
mm-hmm.
because you guys can spin on a dime like you did. And,
right.
and the huge ones... that's not what they're designed for.
Right.
So good for you for being there for that. And that was a customer. Yeah, well, now you've got a customer you can't run off.
Right.
I mean,
and
where are they going to go? They're not going to go anywhere else.
And that's what I heard, you know, when I went out there to get the testimonials. That's what you heard.
How are you getting those testimonials out?
Well, I went to the lenders.
But I mean, what's the medium you're using?
Oh.
Print?
Print, train station. You know, like
yeah.
I said, we're a big.
You're going to be doing
area.
Television.
We're not going to be. We don't do. We're a little bit small.
Yeah, But you're going to be getting. Are you putting their faces in there?
Yeah, we have an annual report
All right.
coming out in the next couple of weeks. It has full color photos with their testimonials underneath.
There's something
station
about
posters.
People connecting with another person
mm-hmm.
and hearing them say something about somebody they might do business with. We're all so busy these days that we need help. Clutter, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And so those testimonials help me sort through the clutter. If I hear another small business owner say, you know, I've been successful with this company, this bank, or whatever, that helps me to you know, decide who to do business with. Yeah,
right.
It's very smart. Stand by, Susan. We're going to take folks. Susan Ouellette is our guest. She's marketing director for Mansfield Bank. I'm broadcasting live from Providence, Rhode Island, having more fun than the law allows. Tin Tail, stay with us.
What?
A little bit of Chicago for you there, folks. Well, Chicago or Providence? How about that? Is this a great country or what? I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the top of the Biltmore Hotel in Providence Island, visiting with my new best friends, the ABA Marketing Network of New England, the American Bankers Association. That's what ABA stands for. And we're having more fun than the law allows. And my guest across from me right now is Susan Ouellette. She's Marketing Director of Mansfield Bank, which is a small, independent community bank in Mansfield, Massachusetts, perfectly situated geographically and strategically in the marketplace to serve small businesses. Banks are so important, as I'm going to talk about in a little bit, Susan. I know that a lot of the folks who are going to be listening to me later are listening now. They've got the show piped into the room in there, and I just think that in the 21st century, banks and small businesses are not going to make it without each other.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think?
Especially banks, 250 million. And under, or probably $400 million and under.
Well, I think banks, period.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, this is the century of the entrepreneur, and I'm giving away some of my cool stuff today. But this is the century of the entrepreneur, the century of the major corporation. They had their century last century.
Right.
And I think banks are getting that. I know independent community banks have always gotten that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there's so much to learn. There's so many things that we have to do. Because the challenge for independent community banks is you guys get it, but all the cool stuff that's out there, the technology, you have to be able to compete with that stuff or that stuff with the big guys too, don't you?
Right.
That's a challenge, isn't it?
It is a challenge.
How do you handle it?
It's doable. I don't think we have as many bells and whistles, but you talk to a person.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's the big bell and whistle, isn't it?
Yeah.
The high touch.
Yeah. Has anyone ever dealt with Dell? I mean, it's frustrating. It is frustrating. You hate to say it, but
right.
And then
of course, now my customers don't have any trouble with IBM. There's no problems there, but anyway, go ahead.
You know, you're speaking to India.
Yeah, sometimes you may be.
It's frustrating. So at a Mansfield Bank or at a bank through the ABA.
Right.
Marketing network, our size banks, you are talking to a person. You can come into our bank, We have someone who will sit down with you and switch your accounts over on their computer. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. I don't know if you'd find that at other places.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, and I know you learned this. You can't. Mansfield Bank can't do business with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't if all the people in your region decided to do business with Mansfield. You guys would collapse.
Right.
So you can't do business with everybody. So why try?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find the people who. You just said the high touch. They want to be able to sit down and talk to Jane today, like she talked to Jane yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And everybody doesn't want that, but the people who do really want it a lot. And you guys have to find those people, don't you?
Right.
That's part of your job, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How are you doing that?
I actually work with an MCIS system.
Tell us what that means.
It's the marketing customer information files.
Right, like a customer relationship management type of thing.
A little bit. Not exactly.
Yeah.
It's more of lists from who your customers are.
Right.
What they're buying.
Right.
I can't really relationship it, but I can see where they are and who they are and what
right.
they're buying. So
mm-hmm.
I can profile and say.
So you don't know who they are. You just know what they're doing.
I know who my customers are, but
okay.
for prospects, I can profile that.
Right.
And I can go out in that sense and do direct mail.
Is that expensive?
It's not.
If one of your customers. Said, Susan, you guys are doing so great. I see what you're doing. I'm keeping up with how well you guys are penetrating the marketplace. I'd like to have that for my wholesale company. Can you tell me how you're doing that? Would that be something that you might help them with?
We have vendors in the other room that, you know.
They're all saying, yes.
They're all saying, yes. That's what they sell.
Yeah.
There's a little database of your own
mm-hmm.
customers that you can.
Isn't it amazing
with?
The technology that's now in bite-size increments
oh, yeah.
for you? Small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And it's leveling the playing field for us, isn't it?
Right.
And it's making your job more exciting because you can do more things for your customers, can't
right.
you? Give us the website.
MansfieldBankOnline.com.
MansfieldBankOnline.com. That's where you can go to find out how to all the cool things that they're doing at Mansfield Bank. Susan, thank you for being here.
No, thank you.
I've enjoyed having you here. I'm looking forward to spending more time with you later today.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Ouellette, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be, we'll get her back another day. I'd like to hear more about but I've got to go for this hour, I'm sorry to say. Wrapping up my broadcast here in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm getting ready to go speak to these folks at the ABA Marketing Network of New England. To be with you, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the audience, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.